Blog Talk Radio.
He doesn't have a team for us.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned to Cut the Promo Podcast. Now let's bring on our host, our buddy, the man with the most. He is JG, Justin Garber.
Justin Garber? Are you kidding me? Jordan Garber. Hello, everybody.
I know.
Come on. I'm
kidding.
You're fucking with me, man. Hey, come on, man. That's all good, though. We got it here. This is Jordan Garber. This is Cut the Promo Podcast. Yes, I am your host. We have a mystery guest tonight. But before we cover that, before I kind of give you a little more of the inside scoop, I am Jordan Garber, obviously. Introduced myself 10 times already. I have my co-host here, the Icon, whose beautiful voice you just heard earlier. And Icon, can you kind of tell us more who we're going to start the show off with tonight? We have a lot of action here planned, and the interview is going to start with the dogs. Can you tell us a little more about them, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what. These are the miserable, angry dogs that are going to join us, all four of them. They're better than the NWO. They're hotter than DX. And they cannot be stopped in the independent wrestling ranks. So we have all four of them. And we have the gal that I had the biggest crush on in my entire life. We have Wendy Chevalier, and she can do with me what she wants when we're in the ring together.
Yes, absolutely. Wendy, thanks for being on, too. We also have area code 450. I'm assuming that's one of the dogs as well. Or it might be someone flushing the toilet.
That's
we
Wendy.
Never know here on. Oh, it's Wendy.
That would be Wendy.
Nothing better than that on Cut the Promo. Expect that to happen. You know, you never know what happens here on the show. And I kind of want to lead me to my interview here with the dogs on the program here. Great group, dominating the independent scene, making a name for themselves by the day. So, Icon, I want you to do the honors, and I want you to introduce them. Let's bring them on the line. Welcome to Cut the Promo. Icon, kick it off.
Hello, resident angry dogs. How are you guys? And I also want to send a special shout out to Wendy. How are you doing, baby?
I'm not bad. It's really hot up here, so as long as there's no snow, I'm not miserable, not as miserable as usual.
I'm quite opposite of that one. I'd rather have snow myself, but whatever. Continue your questions, please. Nobody here.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Just stop
right here. Here, I'll go in right now. This is the great Zeke right here for Miserable Angry Dogs. We just heard from the most enchantress woman in professional wrestling. We just heard from Wendy right here. Wendy, now you want to talk about this heat up here? You know what? I'd rather have the winter. Bump this heat, okay? Bump this heat. Now, speaking of going on with this heat, what's going on right here with the hottest thing going on, being Miserable Angry Dogs? Let's go back to the Iconic here. You have any questions for us? I know this is an interview and everything like that. You know, we're a busy group, so we got to get these questions, man.
Well, the first question I want to start out with is, how did you guys all gravitate towards each other?
Well, if no one wants to answer, I'll go for it first. No problem with that. I guess my experience as the great Zeke first mentioned with these guys up here, it all started, you know, just like every other boy with a dream, wants to be a professional wrestler, you know, word by mouth, finally get up to the nice school up there, meet amazing people. Two people stood out with me, and that would be Mr. H, another one being Black Magic. You know, at one point, they took me under their wing. They taught me the art of the game of the wrestling, and then they brought me up. We've been, you know, doing gigs all over the place, bringing back shock treatment. It was another tremendous group that we had back in the day. And forming Miserable Angry Dogs that, like you said, has been dominating the independent scene. That brings us up to meeting up with Wendy. And I think, Wendy, I think you should tell the boys how you got involved with Matt.
Well, I got involved with Mad. I met the boys. I met Mr. H at a show in, I believe, in St. Hyacinthe, Quebec. And from there, I was invited down to work in Vermont. And I had an absolutely terrible opponent. And thankfully, when I met with, or when I got ambushed actually in the ring by a couple of insane people. And to my greatest, the best thing that could have ever happened to me actually was that Black Magic actually stepped up and came to my defense and equaled the balance. And again, Mr. H was there as well. And so that's where I met on my second encounter with Mr. H. And at a later date, after working at that federation in Vermont, the boys contacted me saying they have this miserable angry trio going on, and they want to make this miserable angry trio into a quartet. And being that I'm one of the baddest bitches up here in Quebec, I fit the bill very well.
That's right. That's right.
Now,
I do want to cut you off here very quickly here. I'd like to jump in. I'd like to chime in. Big fan, obviously, of professional wrestling. Been following the scene for 10, 11 years. Been reporting on it. I love it. Wrestling involves paying dues. I know I'm. You never stop paying your dues. I'm still paying them.
No,
and when
never,
I started
never.
Paying my dues, they were learned the hard way for me. For yourself, the whole group can answer this question here. How unique was it in your guys' way of paying your dues? And how did you feel when you paid off the first few? You're never done paying your dues, but when you started paying them and started making those payments towards your dues, how did you feel, man?
Wendy, you want to start it off, Wendy?
When you get appreciated for the work you're doing, the efforts and the damage we do to our body on a night-to-night basis, when you start getting invited to crazy, crazy places like some of the places I've been to in Vermont and in the States, it's honorary to be invited to come to places like this. So, you know, it's I'm never going to be – I haven't been in the industry very long, and so for me, I still have a lot of work to do, and I'm always grateful for all of the efforts that I give and that all of the like I said, I mean, I'm still relatively rookie, so, I mean, I'm still paying my dues, so –
You know,
I've only been doing this for 3 years, so.
And so far, amazing. As long as you know you've been with us, I honestly think that I feel that you know every time that we meet up and every time that we're together, Wendy, I've seen so much change and every time so much improvement. And like you were saying, as far as you're always paying your dues, you're always learning. You can even take it from the greats right now. I've heard before from a broadcast by The Undertaker that he's always learning new things. He's always, you know, challenging himself. With that being said, as far as my journey and paying my dues, you know, never getting paid, never really getting seen, you know. It seems like Wendy said, day after day, putting your body on the line like that, it takes a toll on you, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally. And, you know, for the longest time, you'll never see, you know, what you're putting out there as far as you give 110%. But as far as what you get back, you know, you just have that feeling of, you know, I'm going out there and I'm doing what I've always wanted to do. even when you don't have friends around or even the fans are not really interested. It could be one person, but you're going out there. And, you know, starting from where I was into going, you know, moving up in that scale, as far as the independent scene, you get to notice, you get to see the change in the crowd themselves, more people chanting your names. You're actually getting paid some. It could be even $25 sometimes, or it could be $200 sometimes. You just so feel so grateful that you're able to live that dream. And then you finally prove yourself enough to the promoters. We're like, you know what? We think you'd be amazing. You know, we're going to give you a championship title match. And to give you that much trust, you know that you elevated yourself up there to enough to, wow, I can really do this. This is what I was meant to do. This is what why I'm here, you know. And I'm pretty sure that anybody that's been in that squared circle that any knows that feeling. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So for
so you guys are
listening. That, yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Icon.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, here's my question. You know, you guys mentioned Mr. H. Is he on with us right now?
You know, I heard his voice. When did you hear his voice? But I'm actually just getting a text from him just right now. And he says, because I know I heard him, and all of a sudden he says that he just called, and he says that I'm just listening now. How do I get back on? I don't know what's going on. I guess he was on before. Maybe
right,
he lost connection somehow.
All right. Well, maybe Jordan can check the board and put him in. But and we can ask Mr. H this too. But the one thing I like about Mr. H is he's not just one guy.
Oh no.
He's like seven guys, because you never know when he's going to start talking to himself. You never know when he's going to start answering himself, and you never know when he's going to cower in the corner or when he's going to lash out and try and bite his face.
Mr. H, that guy.
I have been in a ring with that man, and trust me, I've been an opponent to that man, and I don't want to face him again.
No,
I don't want to face them again.
Yeah, because once you beat one guy, then all of a sudden he turns into a completely different guy. Then you beat that guy, then he's his own tag team, and then he's his mother, and then he's his uncle, and then he's his grandpa.
You should have been there when it was Mr. H versus his counterpart. I don't even know how that happened. He was in a battle royal, and all of a sudden
he wasn't a battle royal. I saw him against himself. Yeah.
Yeah, and he threw himself out. I what was going on there? Mr. H is the most extreme person that I have known today. Like, it doesn't matter what personality he is. Once he tags himself in, you see that twitch in his eye, and he starts grabbing his hair, and the crowd just goes wild for that. There's just no stopping him. He's like a grenade. You never know when he's going to go off.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, guys, I think Mr. H's favorite poem is "Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, I'm a Schizophrenic, and So Am I."
Yep, that's about right. That's about
that sounds right.
What I hear in the car. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, he lives by that code, really. That's his code. Mr. H is one bad, bad dude, and I pity anybody that gets in the ring with Mr. H or any one of his several or eight personality friends. Wow. And,
so you guys are listening to Cut the Promo Wrestling Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com/cutthepromo. We have a mystery guest tonight, and this guy's wrestled all around the world. He's one of the monsters of professional wrestling, and I'm going to introduce him to each and every one of you guys tonight. But for now, we have the dogs on for another good 5-6 minutes discussing their journey right here, their up-and-coming journey in professional wrestling. It just comes to show, like, every time you have a chance to lace up those boots and get in that ring, it's an honor and a privilege for someone who's done so, from someone who's refereed, and from someone who's announced. Wrestling's awesome. And that's why we have this podcast here today. So, continue to support the podcast here on Cut the Promo, but we do want to get right back to this interview here. So what do you guys consider, like, the next 2 years from now, some of your challenges to face in the future, and how do you guys think you're going to overcome them? Anyone can answer this individually or as a group.
Myself, I would actually like to see MAD grow even larger. I'd like to see more members from different promotions, a lot of independent promotions. I'd like to get the name out there, really. Personally, myself, I would like to put myself back in the heavyweight title picture of any promotion. Those are my main two goals right now in the next 2 years. I would love to see us grow. I'd love to see us take over. I mean, we will take over at one point. We're going to try our hardest. And, you know, any promotion out there, I will put myself 110% to get myself an opportunity to once again become world heavyweight champion. What do you see? What about you, Wendy?
Well, every federation that we work for, so far, we've dominated every title reign, minus me. I haven't had the women's championship, but we have been Freebird champions, and personally, in my goal in my career, as a solo as well as with the group, I would like to hold every female title along the road. I mean, I've faced some pretty tough chicks down in the States as well as up here in Canada, and in my goal in my career with MAD, that would be like that would for to have all of us holding the gold in every dominating every single category across every federation that we work for. I mean, I'm a submissionist as well. I was anticipating the five of us were supposed to be the group of us were actually supposed to be up in Michigan in September, but due to an unfortunate injury, I can't be in the submissionist contest, which I was anticipating, and that would, like, a submissionist championship as well as female championship, that as well as every single tag team championship that we've had and are anticipating, that would be like the best thing for me, for all of us.
You know, and I'm kind of curious, guys, how you guys came up with the name of your faction?
Just look at us.
Just look at us. We are not, we may sound cool, calm, and collective right now on the radio, but quite honestly, in person, well, let's just put it to you this way. Competition kind of runs scarce when they come around the Miserable Angry Dogs. Miserable Angry Dogs has been around not just with just me, Harry, Black Magic, and Wendy. Miserable Angry Dogs has been around for a good decade and a half. Miserable Angry Dogs has grown so much, and the word is spreading so quickly as part of good 2.5 years. It's just about the struggle. It's about the people that never get that chance, never get that opportunity. We are hungry. We want what is ours, and we are going to take it. We're done playing nice, and everybody is on the watch. Everybody. Every championship, whether it be the women's, whether it be the tag team, whether it be any singles title, Miserable Angry Dogs is coming for it, and that's an open challenge.
That's it.
Well, you know, and I don't want to take anything away from the guys in the group, but Wendy definitely brings a hotness to the group.
Well, if you see, have you ever seen Wendy? Have you seen her? Of course, she brings the hotness to the group. Every guy wants her. Every girl wants to be her. But the thing is, when she's around the rest of the guys, rest of them MAD, nobody can lay hands on her.
We roll as a pack.
You can't touch. That's right.
All
we
right.
Know that.
So before kind of before we conclude this interview and announce our mystery guest here for the dogs, basically, you know, what's next, man? What's going to happen here for the dogs, and what's going to be next on your guys' journey to be the most dominant force in professional wrestling?
Well, on August 24th, I know Mad will be going to a show down in Buffalo. Will, a company called 3W Wrestling, where Black Magic himself hopefully will get his opportunity at that United States Championship down there, which he deserves it. And trust me, Mad will be down there to back him up. Also, Derby Line is August 10th. And for ETWA, Derby Line, Vermont, where Mad will be there as well, taking over and dating what we always do.
Hey, August 24th is actually, I guess from what I've heard from the promoter, is actually probably going to be Norr Allen. So.
Awesome. Well, once again, the dogs, thanks for being on Cut the Promo podcast here on blogtalkradio.com/cutthepromo. We have another caller calling in. So this is our mystery guest. We're going to find out. Actually, not yet, but he is coming. He is definitely coming, and he's going to definitely make an impact here on Cut the Promo Wrestling Podcast. Kind of before we get to that, though, where can we follow you all on social media one more time? And next shows, like you guys said earlier, where can everyone follow you on social media, buy your merch, and check out your next show?
Well, right now you can check out my Facebook page right now, The Great Zeke. Once again, that's we have a show on August 10th in Derby Line, Vermont for ETWA, and then August 24th we have a show in Rhode Island for 3W Wrestling. I don't know the others as far as for Mr. H. He probably has one on there, too, in Black Magic. Actually, you can follow them, too. Just go on their Facebook page, and you can follow Black Magic or Mr. H. We also have another social media page for Facebook for Mad itself. Wendy?
Awesome. once again, thanks for taking the time. It's more than greatly appreciated. I want to introduce our mystery guest right here, right now. I'm going to let him introduce you all here to Cut the Promo Podcast. Let's bring them on the line. Welcome to Cut the Promo Podcast. Who may I be speaking to this evening? Who is the mystery guest?
This is Steve Wilson. This is the man that plays Congo Khan.
Wow, well, what an honor to have Congo Khan on Cut the Promo Podcast. Now, you had a very successful career in TNA around Border City Wrestling. You've done a lot of things, and it's an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. I'm Jordan Garber, and my co-host, The Icon, is joining me as well. I kind of want to get straight into this interview and getting started with Joe Ortega and getting trained by him. How was the overall experience, like, just kind of breaking into the business? How was your unique view of things?
When I started, sorry, I'm driving through rainstorm. When I started, it was a lot harder to communicate with all the different places. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it was hard to communicate because we didn't have the pleasure of, or the luxury of emails and electronic communications. We had to do things like send physical tapes to promotions. And kind of went based on the word of what somebody told you, as opposed to being able to look it up on a website. So things have come so much further these days.
Kind of tell us about how you got your start in Impact Wrestling, how kind of things worked out, and how, you know, the first experience was kind of working for a major wrestling organization.
I had actually done a couple shows with Abyss, where we tagged and we worked against each other. And eventually, he told me, he said, "I'm gonna get you a tryout in Orlando." And I said, "Okay." And in my mind, I'm not gonna hold my breath till it actually happens, you know, because I don't trust much anything that is told in the wrestling business. And eventually, he called me and gave me the date that I needed to come there and try out. And when I tried out the first day, and they told me they didn't need to see me anymore. They wanted to give me a job.
Awesome. You know, and getting that start, you know, kind of debuting as a monster heel, kind of did you feel a lot of adrenaline and excitement kind of going into things? And what was it like working with Jimmy Jacobs, too, you know, having him as your protege in the storyline there?
Jimmy was a lot of fun for me. Jimmy's one of the most creative minds in the business, and we actually broke into the business together back in Michigan back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And so we've been friends for a really long time, and to have it come full circle like that on television was amazing.
I'm kind of transitioning now a little bit to some of the other wrestlers you kind of worked with in Impact Wrestling. You aligned yourself with Matt Sydal as well. Kind of what was it like working with him? And not just Matt Sydal, but other guys like Johnny Mundo as well. Not Johnny Mundo, but Johnny Impact.
Well, Matt Sydal, he was a hard read at first. He was one of those guys I think that you had to get in the ring with and prove to him that, you know, you weren't out to just hurt people, or, you know, you were safe and you cared about somebody other than yourself. And then, like, once that happened, he opened up, and we actually, you know, became pretty good friends through that. Johnny Impact, or whatever his name is tonight, he's always seemed like a real cool guy, been a cool guy as far as I know. I'm not ever noticed anything where, he plays the character on television, and that's totally not him. You know what I'm saying? Where he's that cocky guy and, you know, thinks he's better than everyone else, and that's totally not him. He's one of the coolest guys I know.
Now, when
awesome.
You
Icon,
broke into
go
the
ahead.
Business, yeah, well, when you broke into the business, is there someone that took you under their wing and kind of looked after you and got you further along when you first broke in?
Yeah, he went by the name of Maniac Matt Maverick, or Magnificent Matt Maverick at that time, actually. Matt Taggart out of Illinois, just all around cool guy. He, I would say he helped me develop a sense of psychology, and why you do things, you know, the way you do things and why it works and things like that nature.
Is
there also,
go ahead.
Well, is there also anybody that when you broke in that kind of treated you wrongly, or who really treated you unfairly when you first broke into the business?
Well, I would say there was a couple of guys in my training class that didn't always have the best disposition about me. You know, one reason or another, I don't know why, I kind of felt like the odd man out a lot of times with those guys. But, you know, aside from Jimmy Jacobs, you know, we're the only two out of the class that have really done anything in the business and really are still doing anything to this day. So, I mean, yeah, there were those guys, but, you know, like I said, you know, I'm just going to keep doing me and not even worry about that.
Absolutely. You have China. You worked in China last time we talked. Oriental Wrestling Entertainment, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's so new in China. And for seeing the things, the products of, like, a first exposure, they love it there. You know, it's great. We have a guy here from Winnipeg who made it down in China, too, Tyler Colton, doing some great things up there. So they're kind of like working in China and working in kind of like a whole new market altogether. How awe-inspiring was that? Like, did that open your eye? Like, how did that make you feel? Your experience in the business and, you know, going to China of all places, you know, it's pretty unique. And how was your thoughts with that overall?
I'm one of the few, you know, that have actually been there and wrestled for China. That's crazy to me. You know, like you said, it's an open market. It's just a matter of getting through to kind of their leadership over there, you know, to get them to be okay with having products, you know, influenced by Western civilization.
Awesome. And kind of going now into your TNA departure, how did that kind of go along and kind of what happened in the future after that? And what are some of your goals right now, what you got planned?
Honestly, what happened was the very last set of tapings that I did where I was recording Impact, they had asked me if I would be okay with doing a segment with Johnny Impact and something where I ran and I jumped into Lake Ontario. And I kind of paused and I was like, well, is this like, you know, something I'm going to come back from? And they're like, oh, yeah, you'll be on TV. You'll be wrestling Brian Cage next week. And so I was like, okay, as long as this is not some sort of goodbye to Kong type thing, sure. And then it just so happened that we did it, and I ran and I jumped in the pool. And then I wrestled Brian Cage the next day, or for the following week of television. And yeah, never got invited back. Now, why or what transpired after that, I have absolutely zero clue, but I don't feel like it was anything that I had done. You know, I've gone out there and I've worked with everybody that they put me with, and I stepped up and did whatever it was that they wanted me to do. You know, and it's kind of, I think with the new leadership, they kind of had a different vision, and I didn't fit that vision, which is fine. But, you know, we move on. And so now I'm just kind of hitting the indies, and I'm leaving Youngstown, Ohio, actually just now from the show. And I've been traveling all over, you know, the United States and Canada, and taking international trips here and there. And, you know, just kind of looking around, seeing if I land anywhere. You know, there's a couple possibilities on the table, but, you know, not really speaking on either one of those just yet.
Awesome. Yeah, I just kind of muted you there for a second because it had to do with a quick audio, but I'm going to definitely bring you back on here. But, yeah, you guys are listening to the Promo Podcast here. We have Kongo Kong on the line. Really great to have him, you know, just on the program itself. You know, it's great to have a lot of guests and learn from the veterans of this industry. But, yeah, you know, it's great that you're, you know, just, you know, wrestling is such a beautiful thing. And every time I have a chance to referee myself or do a podcast like this, it really makes me feel like it increases my love for the business more and more each time. On that note, for someone giving advice to someone like myself who's very young, and I know I've been around doing the business for 6 years on the media side and refereeing, but still, you know, you never stop paying your dues, and I love listening to any kind of advice because I'm very, very green still. So are many other people, and then there's a lot of fans that like to learn too. So what's some advice that you'd like to give to, like, a young person, say, if their first day breaking into the business? What's one piece of advice you could say to somebody that could take them, something they could take with them for the rest of their lives about the business that they need to know?
Quit the business now. Do not take another step forward, turn around, go home. I'm just kidding. honestly, I would tell them to not give up. Like, no matter where you go and no matter what you do, you know, your breakthrough could be right around the corner. You might think your career's getting stale and stagnant, and you know, as soon as you give up, you just miss everything that you were supposed to be getting, you know, that was right around the corner. And don't do too much too soon. You know, take your time, enjoy the ride. You know, to whom much is given, much is required. And if you take things in too fast, I would say, you know, they can leave just as fast.
Awesome. Well, once again, Congo Kong, thanks again for taking the time out of your busy Sunday. I know you do have a lot of bookings and a lot of obligations to commit to. But for you to take the time to be on my show is nothing more than a pleasure, and it's greatly appreciated, and I do hope you know that. So thanks again for being on the show. It's more than a pleasure, Mr. Kong.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me again.
And where can people follow you on social media so they can see you live?
Well, if you send me a message at my regular page under Steve Wilson, well, you'd have to type in Congo Kong first. You can get a hold of me there, or you can get a hold of me on the Congo Kong page, or if you are an aspiring pro wrestling student, and you probably should live primarily in the Midwest unless you want to move. If you do, that's on you. But I also have Professor Congo Kong's Pro Wrestling Academy that I just opened not too long ago with a partner of mine, and we are looking to expand and you know, pass on the knowledge, some of the knowledge that I've learned over my 21-year career. As far as Twitter, it's at Real Congo Kong, and on Instagram, it's CongoCyrus78.
And someone, as someone who's kind of stepping away from the podcasting part of the business, and someone who's a referee and an aspiring wrestler, thank you for from someone who's thanking a veteran. Thanks for having a school available that people can learn from properly, and you know, we can see some real good talent grown. Because as you know, there's a lot of schools out there that, you know, don't say what they are, and you know, to have someone, the people that should be running the schools are the people that have been in the ring, put in the dues, and worked for a illustrious amount of years in the industry, especially on a high level. So, yeah, like if you want to train to wrestle, train with you, because obviously there's a lot of reputable trainers out there, but there's also a lot of unreputable trainers out there, and I think it's important for the aspiring student to pick that right school, and I know for a fact yours is one of them.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I definitely try to, you know, stay with my students basically start to finish. I hate those schools who do, you know, 6-month training courses as opposed to teaching pro wrestling, because there's a lot of things that you can learn in the course of 6 months.
Absolutely. Well, Congo Kong, once again, thank you very much for your time, and you have a wonderful night, sir.
You do the same.
All right, that was Congo Kong here on Cut the Promo Wrestling Podcast. Icon, sorry about that, man. You had some audio glitch out, but you know what? Thanks for joining me in on that interview, and to have the dogs on as well was nothing more than a huge success for Cut the Promo Podcast. You know, we keep hitting new heights, and we do it together, man. So what are your thoughts on the episode, man? I think we covered a lot of great wrestling topics, and we definitely entertained a lot of the people listening from around the world.
Well, yeah, and it's a growing fad, and together, you know, we'll just keep burning it down, and we'll keep making us the best that we can be, and we'll keep bringing blockbuster guests every week, and we cannot be stopped with what we're doing, because we are going to set the standard, and we are going to be the standard, and without question, more wrestlers are going to be coming to us, wanting to join us and talk to us, because we are going to be the standard that sets the standard for this business.
No, absolutely. So that's definitely you know, just to talk to legends of the business. And, you know, I started professional wrestling when I was 14 years old. Went to a small town here in Manitoba called Selkirk, and they had Steel Town Pro Wrestling. I say the story a lot. And me and my dad always go there. When I was 2 years after that, I started interviewing wrestlers, and from there I talked to some of the wildest, coolest, most outlandish people in society. And in a way, it's kind of more of a something I'm honored to be a part of, because if it was, I wouldn't be who I am without this business, and I wouldn't be as happy as I am at times without this business. So it's definitely something that I feel I have a strong desire for, and it's something that I consider very humbling to speak to the best in the world. And I at the end of the day, I can walk away saying that I've interviewed some of the best in the world. And that's something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life onto other avenues as well. Wrestling is a really magical thing. You know, they call baseball America's pastime. Wrestling is a very strong example of a pastime wherever it is. It's something that people bond on. It's something that people argue on. Wrestling is very magical. That's pretty much all I can say. Being part of an industry like this is something that's really, really, really cool. Once in a lifetime experience. And to talk to all those big stars that I watched on TV, and not just to talk to them, but to interview them and work with them. It's just like, wow, man, it's awesome. So I hope that everyone who's listening from around the world, they just don't think of Jordan Garber as someone, oh, you know, we have a loudmouth interviewer, he thinks he's the best. I don't. I do what I love to do, and I interview some of the top talent. I enjoy doing that because it's something I have a strong love for, and it's something I like to share with the world, and that's why I do it. So, and that's probably why Icon does it as well. You know, giving back is important, and spreading the word of this amazing industry is another thing as well. So, yeah, I think that pretty much covers it.
Real quick.
Yeah.
If I could, real quick. Tomorrow night on my show, Added to Their Live with Granny Hulkster and the Big Swing, we are going to have a special one-hour interview with Marcus Alexander Buff Bagwell is going to be joining us tomorrow night. And, Jordan, if you're free to join us, we'd love to have you.
You know what? Like I said, Icon, you bring that up right now, and I have a proposition for you, my friend. You bring on Buff Bagwell tomorrow, and I come with my questions, and I guarantee you a co-host, and I guarantee you a headline with Buff Bagwell, as well as a headline with Congo Kong. How's that sound?
That sounds good. And we're also going to have another guest on with us after Buff at 10:15. The Genie, she is going to join us, and it is going to be just awesome. And I cannot wait to have both these fine wrestling individuals on with us. And it's very possible that the Genie may be bringing a mystery guest with her. And he has been in the business for a long, long time, and he's known as Sabu, and she may be bringing him with her as well.
Wow. Well, it looks like you have a jam-packed show for tomorrow night. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm there. And next week here on Cut the Promo Podcast, you can listen to us as well. Working together, doing big things together. It's definitely something that's great. So, Icon, I just want to make sure that you give out some of your other plugs first, and then we'll wrap up the show.
I'm sorry, my phone was cutting out. I missed what you said. I'm sorry.
Yeah, pretty much any last plugs before we wrap up from a podcast.
Well,
here.
You know, next week we got a big guest on with us as well. I'm going to try and lock down Razor
Ramon.
We have 30
seconds, so you got to make it quick. So you got your show next week, so check that out.
Awesome.
So, yeah,
yes. And
Yeah, and everyone knows the link to check that out tomorrow. So you guys listen to Cut the Promo podcast. Thanks again for listening, and have a good night.